Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Lunch money for all generations. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Restaurant operators in Chicago are reporting a drop in customers and slumping sales. We welcome in RJ Hadavi, head of analytical research at the foot traffic analysis firm Placer AI. And joining us live from the National Restaurant Show that's underway in Chicago, by the way. RJ, thank you for joining us today. And RJ, I'm guessing you don't need your company's proprietary data to tell us what the foot traffic is like at the restaurant show today.
Foot traffic at the show itself is pretty good today, but we have noticed ever since February, most restaurant chains we've looked at are seeing traffic down year over year. It's not just number of visitors. We're seeing less people going out, but the frequency in which they're going to restaurants right now is also down. So it's something we've seen across the broader retail space, but in particular, full service restaurants have seen the brunt of it the last couple months.
Now, in February also coincides with the beginning of the tariff rhetoric and leading up to the announcement in April that caused all that anxiety in the financial markets and elsewhere. So it seems that is this a case of restaurant patrons voting with their wallets and really internalizing that uncertainty? Or is this merely the natural end of a long cycle?
I think it's really about uncertainty, and that's the running joke at the restaurant show is that 2025, the buzzword for the restaurant industry is uncertainty. But I think there's other factors at play. There's obviously the threat of potential inflation, which is obviously related to tariffs. But there's other factors, too, that just broadly lead in kind of this uncertainty that we're seeing, this uneasiness among consumers, which is obviously having an impact on restaurant and retail business right now. I don't know if it's the end of the cycle, but I think certainly we're seeing a pullback. I think consumers are being a lot more conservative with their spending, being a lot more deliberate. And if they're going to go out, they're really looking to maximize the value.
Now, above and beyond just skipping that meal out and eating at home, are there other ways in which customers are trying to scale back when they actually go to the restaurant? Maybe it's the days of dinners on me, folks, may be coming to an end, or they're a little more conservative when it comes to what they order when they actually get there.
So we've talked to a lot of the operators we work with, and we're seeing that trend that people are ordering smaller portions, they're sharing meals, maybe cutting back on some of the more indulgent fare, maybe skipping out dessert, maybe skipping that second drink. We have seen that, or at least heard that, a lot of the operators we work with. So in addition to fewer visits and less visit frequency, it does seem like consumers are changing their behavior and being a little bit more thrifty when they go out. And that's a change, actually. The last couple of years, we had seen when people went out, they wanted to actually enjoy themselves, take a little bit more time at the meal, order more food. The average ticket has been going up. But it appears that's reversing. We're starting to see an inflection on that over the last couple months.
Now, does this cut across every category of restaurant? Are we talking about the fancy expense account places as well as kind of family establishments? Are they all in the same boat?
We really have seen it's been broad-based. We've seen it all the way from quick service restaurant chains, where we've seen, generally speaking, lower-income consumers start to trade out to both value grocery chains as well as convenience stores. We've seen it among casual dining chains where people are either going out less or trading down to other channels as well. Even fine dining, which is generally pretty resilient in these kind of situations. Seems like there's been a bit more pressure there, less visits out, especially over the last couple of weeks on that front. So it really is something I think is happening across the industry, not just impacting one category.
RJ Hadavi, head of analytical research at the foot traffic analysis firm Placer AI, joining us live from the National Restaurant Show underway in Chicago. Still ahead, getting your finances back on track after divorce, that plus our Monday stock picker.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.